To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Bazi Kanani. There is a new program to improve air quality by using more heat pumps. CPR's Ishan Takor has more on the announcement yesterday from the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
The program, Power Ahead Colorado, aims to reduce pollution from buildings. They often burn natural gas for heating and cooling, which can degrade air quality. The five-year program is intended to help homeowners and businesses install heat pumps, which are like more efficient HVAC systems, and have zero emissions. The plan is to work with contractors, provide heat pump rebates, and train almost 5,000 workers to electrify buildings. Here's program manager Robert Spotts.
Heat pumps now do outsell furnaces in the United States as a whole, but especially in colder climate regions. The technology has really grown over the last years.
The program is funded by a nearly $200 million grant from the federal government. That money was briefly frozen last year during the start of the Trump administration. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Two backcountry skiers were rescued by helicopter in Pitkin County over the weekend. The sheriff's office says two members of a seven-person party suffered extreme cold injuries while traveling to the Goodwin Green Hut Sunday evening. A helicopter crew was able to pick up the skiers after three attempts due to weather conditions. Both skiers were taken to the hospital with hypothermic injuries, and one remains in critical condition. State officials are investigating the shooting of a bald eagle in North Glen. Park rangers responded to a call about an injured eagle on the icy shoreline at Croak Reservoir on January 12th. At a wildlife rehab facility, they found it had been shot in the wing. It's illegal to shoot bald eagles, so Colorado Parks and Wildlife is investigating and asking the public to share any information. More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.